BBC News with Neil Nunes. A series of bombs has ripped through Shia mosques and offices in the Yemeni capital Sana'a, killing more than 30 people. Islamic State militants said they carried out the attacks targeting Shia worshippers and the headquarters of the Houthi rebel movement, who've taken over the capital and much of Yemen. The Houthis are holding peace talks in Geneva with Yemen's government in exile. This Houthi delegate suggested significant steps had been taken.
What happened today in the meeting is that there was significant progress in setting a future vision, the first step to a solution. We also had a real discussion on the truce as well as the necessary steps to stop the internal conflict. Some positive ideas were proposed.
The two most senior defense officials in the United States say there is no way that the U.S. will achieve its aim of recruiting 24,000 soldiers in Iraq by the autumn. The U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, called for greater commitment from the Iraqi government. From Washington, Ali Makbul.
It was a bleak picture on Iraq that was painted by America's two most senior defense figures. Ashton Carter, the defense secretary, and General Martin Dempsey, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, acknowledged there was now no chance the U.S. would achieve its goal of training 24,000 Iraqi troops by the autumn, saying only 7,000 had been recruited to date. America had also been too slow, they admitted, in arming Iraqi security forces in their fight against Islamic State militants.
With Greece just 14 days away from defaulting on its massive debts, Athens and its international creditors are playing down any hopes of resolving the crisis. Later today, Eurozone finance ministers will meet in Luxembourg to discuss the looming end of the Greek bailout program. The Bank of Greece that said the outcome could force the country out of the single currency and the European Union. Greece's economic spokesman Euclid Tsakalotos warned that his country did not have the money to pay its international debts.
I can see no reason of signing something when you can't deliver, where it can create recession, and if it creates a greater recession, we're not going to meet our targets, and then the European partners will come and back and say, look at the Greeks, they're never credible, they never deliver what they promise. But that's become a self-fulfilling prophecy if you don't have a strategy that is actually economically viable.
The authorities in Chad have banned the wearing of the full-face veil or burqa following suicide bombings on Monday, which killed at least 23 people. The Prime Minister, Kolzebe Pahime Dobe, made the announcement after meeting religious leaders. He blamed the attack on the Nigerian Islamist group Boko Haram, which is increasingly using female suicide bombers. Security has been increased in the capital in N'Djamena since the bombings which targeted the police headquarters as well as a police academy. World News from the BBC. The Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić says he is shocked by Hungary's decision to build a fence to stop a surge in illegal migrants crossing from Serbia. A barbed wire barrier 4 meters high will stretch along 175 kilometers of border. Marta Padavi is from a Hungarian organization that works with migrants.
This is a shameful measure that effectively is building a new iron curtain designed to keep people out, people who are fleeing wars, conflict, severe human rights abuses. In fact, the Hungarian government has said that there are safe countries along the way to Hungary, and therefore migrants and asylum seekers should stay there. And we contest this.
European Union governments have agreed in principle to extend economic sanctions against Russia by 6 months. Agreement was also reached on extending an EU ban on investment in Crimea by 12 months. The sanctions were imposed a year ago in response to Moscow's annexation of Crimea and its support for separatists in eastern Ukraine. The authorities in Colombia say the country's largest rebel group, the FARC, has blown up an oil pipeline and contaminated a river in the northern town of Catatumbo. It's led to the water supply being cut off for more than 16,000 people. Attacks on oil, electricity and transport infrastructure have increased since FARC rebels suspended their unilateral ceasefire 2 months ago. Peace talks between the FARC and the government are continuing despite the latest incidents. Researchers in New Zealand have discovered the fossilized remains of a previously unknown species of bat, which foraged on the ground and burrowed using its feet and wrists. The find suggests that New Zealand has been home to walking bats for more than 16 million years. Although thought to have only weighed 40 grams, the ancient species was 3 times larger than its modern cousins. BBC World News.